Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about a time to confess. As we continue to follow up on the message I shared yesterday, as we build for revival and confess sin, and really looking at the idea, the definition that confessing sin to God is really focused on agreeing with God about not only about our sin, but about what to do about it and what to do with it. And so it's more than an acknowledgement that it exists. It's an agreement that it needs to go. And our effort, our work to help rid ourselves by the power of God's Spirit, by the blood of Jesus, of the sin that might so easily entangle us. And so this week, during our broadcast, we're going to take a look at a variety of things. Things that may not be on your list of big sins. Things that will have a tendency to creep into our life and go unchecked because, well, we don't think that much about them being sinful. But God does, and they're things that He tells us we ought to get rid of. And so we're going to be wrapping around Ephesians 4, verses 30 and 31, which says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." So many times we think about sin as the stuff that other people do. And we think about murder, and we think about sexual sins, and we think about things that, armed robbery, things that, well, just seem harmful to people. And as I mentioned in the message yesterday, sometimes we tend to overlook the things that God calls sin, as well as those things I've mentioned, such as greed and anger and lust and envy. Because those things, well, sometimes appear like they might benefit us and don't seem to be quite so harmful, and yet God says they are. And so as we consider that passage out of Ephesians, those two verses, and specifically verse 31, we're going to look at each of those things that God says to get rid of in the light of how will I agree with God about them. And we begin the broadcast week with the topic of confessing bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." In the midst of that, writer of Hebrews is addressing the need to be holy, to be righteous. And the following verse, or within the short distance, I'm trying to remember offhand if it's immediately following or if it's a verse or two, or a couple of verses later, but it uses a similar language as getting rid of, letting no bitter root grow up. It says to let no sexual sin be among you. So from God's perspective, it's not just one that we have to deal with, and if it doesn't exist in our life, we're off the hook. He says we have to be on guard. And when he begins the verse by telling us to see that no one misses the grace of God, perhaps you might hear that and think, well, how can I do anything about that? Well, evidently, God using the writer of Hebrews to tie it together with the root of bitterness. You see, we become bitter when we think we are owed something that we're not getting. We deserve something that hasn't come our way. We're not treated fairly. All things which I think would describe the life of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels. If anyone had the right, if there is such a thing, to be bitter about life circumstances, you might say it was Jesus. One of many problems with that is, well, he came to earth to do exactly what he accomplished. I think there are times where we come to Christ, we want to do the will of God, but we want it to be a lot easier than what it is. We don't want to be mocked. We don't want to be challenged. We don't want to be questioned. And so when we're mistreated by people that object to God, when we're mistreated by people that claim to be serving God, when we're misunderstood, the enemy comes in and begins to work on getting that root of bitterness to grow in our life. It generally begins with just a small feeling of, that was uncomfortable. I didn't like what they did. And the enemy comes along and says, yeah, you deserve better than that. That was mean. That was mean-spirited. And before we know it, full-fledged bitterness has grown up in our life. And we become the cause, not only of ourselves, but sometimes of others missing the grace of God because we're not sharing it. We're not giving the benefit of the doubt. We're not offering forgiveness and mercy that we need to receive. You see, we confess bitterness when we agree with God about the dangers that it presents. We confess bitterness when we agree with God about the fact that it's present in our life. And there are so many times we look at things and we think about the seeds of this or the seeds of that. And when the writer of Hebrews uses this term of the root of bitterness, I think of a variety of things that spread and grow based on the root. I think I've shared this in numerous context illustrations, but when I was probably in junior high or high school, I lost track of time, but I decided that I was going to make my first $1 million by growing horseradish and processing it. It didn't work. I decided I didn't like the pungent smell burning sensation of trying to process the horseradish in the manner that I was, but I began by buying 100 roots of horseradish that I would plant so that it would grow. That's the way you propagated the horseradish. Well, the difficulty is once I gave up on that and decided I didn't like the processing process, that was hard to get rid of. Dad would till it up, and every time that you would till it up and break those roots, more would grow. Because that's where the growth came from. And when I read of bitterness being compared or illustrated as a root, it's that horseradish that comes to mind. We disturb it, we break it up, and it comes back. But it comes back with a vengeance. And the only real way to get rid of it was to completely remove it. Not just try to damage it enough that it dies out, but to dig it up and to remove all traces of that root. See, when we allow the root of bitterness to grow in our life, we ourselves end up missing the grace of God. We live expecting what we deserve, but thinking we deserve something better than what we actually do. When we allow the root of bitterness to grow in our life, we often cause others to miss the grace of God because, well, we become the example of what God is like to them, and we're not sharing the grace. We're not expressing it. We're not giving it. You see, I believe God tied these elements together because bitterness is a destructive trait that not only damages our own life, but damages those around us. And God says to His children, to you and to me, that it's time to agree with Him about bitterness. As I mentioned yesterday, and we'll talk about that throughout these weekday broadcasts, when I think of confessing sin, I think of the simple concept of agreeing with God about the sin that exists in our life. It's not confessing in a way that tells Him something He doesn't know. It's simply standing in agreement with what exists and what needs to be done. And when we choose to confess bitterness, we stand in agreement with God that it is sinful and that it needs to go. And so today, as we spend time praying, the question will be, what root of bitterness exists in my life? How diligent have I been and will I be in removing it? Not that I can do that on my own, but I do that by the power of God's Spirit. I do that by the grace of God, the very thing that He tells me not to miss. I do that by sharing the grace that I receive, extending that grace to those that, well, that I would often blame for causing the bitterness. I agree with God, and I say it has to go. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to overcome the sin and the temptation of this world. And sometimes that sin comes from sources around us, and sometimes it seems to come from within us. And yet we know the true source is the devil himself, the evil one that tempts us, that leads us down paths that he knows is not productive. Father, one of those paths that we agree with You about is the path of bitterness that causes us to not only miss Your grace, but to misrepresent Your grace. And so, God, today, help each one of us to agree that bitterness has no place in our life. To agree that it's not enough to simply leave it alone, but it must be removed. And it must be removed with care so that we're not actually spreading it rather than removing it. And so, God, today, help us. Help us to examine our own life fully. Help us to look for those roots, whatever size, knowing that if they remain, they will grow. And Father, as we experience trouble in this life, as we experience opposition, as we experience mistreatment, may we realize that it's not a battle against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle that through that realization, we would not hold it against those that we believe are responsible. We would address it in appropriate ways. We would deal with it in ways that can protect us, if possible. But we would not allow it to grow into bitterness. Father, for those times and those circumstances that have caused us to be bitter, may we identify those and may we deal with them in ways that are filled with grace. And God, today, may the way that we deal with the bitterness in our own life help others not to miss the grace of God, even as it helps us not to miss it. Father, may we live with an ever-increasing awareness and experience of your grace, not only in our receiving of it, but in our giving and sharing of it. And God, as we do so, may we be instruments of peace. May we be instruments of reconciliation. May we be instruments which help remove the bitter root that wants to be firmly entrenched in our life. And Father, as we agree with you about the bitterness and what to do with it, may we continually do so in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.